Good morning. It's Wednesday. Graham here. As the reporter said on the television this evening, you wait ages for the possibility of taking a flight into space, and then two opportunities come along at once. Last week it was Richard Branson, plus a few folk in the Virgin Galactic, who travelled to the edge of space for a few moments' weightlessness, and yesterday it was the turn of Jeff Bezos and the Blue Origin rocket, taking four of them into space for just a 10-minute flight all told. It was interesting to watch their weightless antics. You just push yourself off, and you end up keeping going in a straight line until you hit something that stops you, or until you catch hold of something to stop you. When they fly missions in space and orbit the Earth, you may notice they have to fire jets occasionally to correct the orbit. It is difficult to maintain a proper orbit in space. There is no resistance in space. To maintain the orbit, the onboard computers constantly make course and altitude corrections by firing small rockets which make minute adjustments and larger jets which make major adjustments. These rockets are critical, for if they don't fire at the right time, the space vehicle can veer from its orbit and go tumbling into outer space or crash into the Earth's atmosphere, where presumably it will burn up. There's an important lesson here for each of us. Left to ourselves, we tend to veer out of our spiritual orbit into lukewarmness and indifference, or worse, we end up in sin and rebellion. Reading in the Old Testament, we find Israel continually wandering off in the wrong direction, away from God and to idols, etc. When Joshua was made leader, as they entered the Promised Land, he was told, in Joshua 1 verse 8, to study the book of the law continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you may be sure to obey all that is written in it. Only then will you succeed. This would give him the correction jets to make sure he stayed on track. We need the rockets of prayer and Bible study fired on a continuous and consistent basis to help keep us on course and to prevent our lives spinning out of spiritual control. God will speak to us through the Word via the Holy Spirit. We even have that promise in Isaiah 30, verse 21, which says, "And your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." It's good practice to pray before you read the Bible and ask God to help you understand it, and then afterwards to ask God to help you put it into practice. In many Psalms we hear of David meditating on the scriptures and the benefits of doing that. To help us have continuous and consistent Bible reading, there are many daily reading schemes available. I use the UCB Word for Today, which is where the prompt for today's podcast comes from. My wife Kate uses the one produced by Premier Radio, which she says is much improved with their new writer. We also follow a 1 year through the Bible scheme by Robert Murray McShane, as recommended by J. John. There are all sorts available, and I recommend you to try one if you are not very good at keeping up with your Bible study. So remember the continuous correction jets needed to keep an orbiting spaceship on track, and make sure you have the equivalent going for you. Enjoy your day. Bye.